show, and the studio is just a little bit lighter. Angelica has taken off. She's out and had things to do, and Mason Dixon has never come back. He's, I think, needed to get to the old Mason jar early, hair of the dog.
I think he was thirsty.
It must be, because he got out of here and took off. And all right, with all that being said, Tina Goodrich, let's talk real estate. Bump, bump, bump. Here we are, and we're going to talk about real estate in Grand Junction, which is probably actually where Mason Dixon is now. So what's going on with real estate in Grand Junction?
Well,
you got to get that mic there.
How's it going there, Rob?
Yep, yeah.
Am I up there?
Yep, no.
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 No. Come on, a little closer.
There we go. Oh, there we go.
Oh, okay, there we go. Hi, everybody. How's it going tonight? Today,
this morning. It's going real good this morning, as confusing as that is.
Yes, we pre-record on Thursday nights, and then we go on Saturday mornings.
Yes, but we don't tell people that.
Oh.
No.
Sometimes we do.
Well, when we have to, and somebody makes a mistake and says good morning or good night, and then we kind of have to. So,
well, usually it's me.
Yeah, so usually it's Laura.
Good job, Tina. Yeah, I was coming in passing Mason. He was on his way out, and I was coming in.
He was speeding on his way out. Yeah, I saw those rear view lights on his way out, and he was passing them on the way in. So, well, with all that being said, Mason, I guess, hope you have a good rest of your morning. So, real estate in Grand Junction.
We're going to talk about this morning we're going to talk about Grand Junction, Michigan, and what's going on out there in Blueberry Capital. We want to talk about some farms out there in that area that are on the market. And I also want to point out the liquor store in the downtown area, Unique Pickle Liquor, that's on the market for sale.
Yeah, and that's a list with Tina.
Yeah, that right? one there is a list with Tina. That one's listed by myself. Unique Pickle Liquor is the only convenience store in Grand Junction with the liquor license. He also has a two-bedroom attached home off the back that would be great for anybody who is looking to invest in their own little convenience store. They can live out the back and run their own little store in downtown Grand Junction.
Yeah, and I guess why is that kind of a place to be?
Well, Grand Junction is right in the middle of a couple of great popular inland lakes, which is Silver Saddle Lake. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple other small lakes out there, Merriman Lake's out there.
Little Bear.
Yeah. And in the summertime, that place gets pretty full with second home owners, and the inland lakes get busy.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's absolutely true or not. I just remember hearing a long time ago that, like, Van Buren has the most inland lakes of any county in Michigan, which whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I know that area in Grand Junction has several. I mean, there's several lakes out there.
Right. Well, Michigan's known for 1,001 lakes. So I would imagine in Van Buren itself, we do got a handful of lakes. I'll definitely check into that one, Rob, and see how many we do have in Van Buren.
I'd appreciate that, and find out if Minnesota really has 10,000.
Oh, they do.
Do they?
They do. Oh, have you ever been through Minnesota?
I have, but I don't think I've ever been to any lakes in Minnesota.
Yeah, there's a lake probably every other half mile.
Great fishing in the Grand Junction area.
Yeah, great fishing out there also, but they do have some properties out there on the inland lakes. But we're going to talk about the Blueberry Capital since we're going to be in Grand Junction. We got a great guest, Rex Schultz. He's affiliated with True Blue Farms. He's also a director and a president of the Blueberry Association. So he's going to be with us tonight to talk about some blueberries and some farms coming up for sale out there.
Now, when you say Blueberry Capital, you're confusing me just a little bit, because I thought South Haven was the Blueberry Capital, but now you're saying Grand Junction is?
Yeah, actually, it's Grand Junction is the Blueberry Capital.
Okay. So how do we make sure that South Haven gets it right?
Well, let's maybe ask that the president of the association tonight where the Blueberry Capital is at.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question, because, I mean, we do tout South Haven as the Blueberry Capital of the world, but if Grand Junction is saying they are, I mean, they are 12 miles away.
Yeah, I think that's where all the blueberry farms are at, is out there in Grand Junction.
I would certainly maybe say
we just celebrate the blueberries in South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Capital Celebration. They're maybe the manufacturing capital, or maybe we'll find out that distinction if there is one.
Yeah. Rex is going to be with us tonight, and I'm sure he's going to fill us in on some of those hybrid blueberries and what's going on at True Blue Farms with Shelley and Dennis Hartman. And he's also got some leads for us on some blueberry farms for sale.
Oh, I mean, are there a lot of them?
Well, you know, I'd like to talk about some of the blueberry farmers out there in that area. We do have a couple farmers that are probably retiring and looking to sell their farms. And we thought tonight would be a good opportunity to plug in a couple farms that are out there for sale.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Nice. And, you know, blueberries, you got lots of lakes. What else is kind of going out there in Grand Junction?
Well, again, I wanted to talk about the unique pick of liquor that's on the market. I've had that listing now in the second year. We've got Dave Hudson as the owner, who is looking to retire, who has a great little business there for sale. Again, he has a two-bedroom house off the back, plus room to grow in the convenience store. He also has the market cornered with the only liquor store, or the liquor license in Grand Junction.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, really, there's people coming from quite a distance just to go to that one spot, because really, when you look east, west, and south of, or west and south and north, not much really going on. Of course, to the east is, or to the west is South Haven. Gee, I don't even know where I'm living anymore. You know, is South Haven. So, you know, anywhere kind of halfway between there and South Haven, you can go to South Haven or you can go there. But everywhere else in that big area, you know, that's where they're going to have to go.
Yeah. Lakota has no store anymore.
Right. We lost the little Lakota store. So the closest, you know, we do have Mr. Grocery in Grand Junction. We have the little breakfast spot there in Grand Junction. And, of course, you know, we have unique pick of liquor
for sure
for sale.
All right. We have to take a break. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If there is anything that you missed on the show, like me, Red Fella, you can find it all on podbean.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Search my radio show, all one word, and hit subscribe, please. Rob pays me $1 for every new subscriber. He says he'll give me another dollar if they leave a comment. Yeah, we'll see. Remember, search my radio show, all one word, wherever you get your podcasts. Now back to the show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and it's still Let's Talk Real Estate time. And Tina's got a guest calling in. We've got him on the phone now. It's Rex Schultz. He's with True Blue Farms, and he's the president of the Michigan Blueberry Advisory Committee, as well as the vice chair of the American Blueberry Growers Alliance. And he also has a farm and is a grower of Heritage Blueberries. Rex, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. Trying to stay warm, but it's all good. It's been a pretty good winter for the blueberries.
Oh, good. So everything, we're not getting too many things that are freezing, and we're not looking at too many issues with the plants come springtime then, right?
No, it's been perfect winter weather for our blueberries.
Okay. And I mean, we're not doing any, as we look at upcoming weather, we don't see any big things or any things that we're kind of potentially worried about?
Currently, no. Nothing at all. But that could all change in the spring.
Absolutely. I mean, that's Michigan. It can change in a day half the time. But
yes.
So I guess to talk about what we're talking about in this half hour with Let's Talk Real Estate, we're kind of talking about Grand Junction. And I guess when you start talking about Grand Junction, it's a very small community. And blueberries play such a huge part in the economy and in work, and everything else. I guess kind of tell me about why it's such a big part of the of Grand Junction.
Well, blueberries started growing in Grand Junction probably, going back about 50, 60 years now. And at one time, the Grand Junction area was the blueberry capital of the world. Of the world.
Right.
In the little town of Grand Junction. But then, of course, as blueberries gained popularity and, the sweetness and the flavor of a Michigan blueberry, there's nothing like it. You can buy blueberries from all over the country, and you won't get the same flavor as what we have here in Michigan. So, but once that got accumulated into the United States and throughout the nation and throughout the world, the demand is more and more every year. And so, of course, other states started producing and getting into the blueberry business. And now it's become a huge, huge favorite because it also has a lot of health benefits. The research that has been done on it and got the seal of approval from the American Heart Association for a healthy heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very good tasting, quality piece of fruit that it's about the only fruit that is 100% edible.
Oh,
I mean, apples, you have the core, you look at the orange, you have the peels, and so the blueberry is 100%. So when you buy it, you're buying 100% and not throwing anything away.
Very nice. We actually, before we had talked to you, we were talking about when we say Grand Junction is the blueberry capital of the world, we're also talking about South Haven touts itself as the blueberry capital of the world. Who is the blueberry capital?
Well, in Michigan, it's really still this Van Buren County. They still produce the majority of blueberries. Probably about of the 90 million pounds a year that we produce, you're probably looking at about 60 to 65 million pounds just in Van Buren County.
Wow. That's a huge number. Ladies, do you have any questions for Rex?
Wow, that's great. So, I was telling the team here that you possibly know maybe some blueberry farms out there in that Grand Junction area that might be coming up on the market for sale.
Yeah, actually, there's several farms, some major farms, a lot of the blueberry industry with pressure that we've been getting from the imports, it's been tough for the blueberry growers and especially in Michigan, but there's two farms that's coming up to auction actually in March 16th and March the 23rd. And one farm is 670 acres and another one is 637 acres.
Wow, those are big farms.
Yeah, and the owners of those farms, of course, they're still farming, but they're just shifting gears a little bit on how they're going to be operating and making some changes in their operation to become more profitable.
Now, does that have anything to do with any of the hybrid blueberries that are starting to come into our area?
Well, no, that really, I mean, it could be a little bit. I guess when you say hybrid, there's just newer varieties,
right,
that are coming in. But what's happened is it shifted so much where we used to grow a lot of machine berries that went into the frozen market that you used to be able to buy in your freezers, and they were used in your bakery goods items, your muffins and cakes and pies and everything like that. And there again, we're getting pressure, and the market is being overwhelmed with the amount of volume of frozen blueberries. So, they're shifting more into growing varieties that are really for the fresh market, because when you're in the fresh market, you actually bring them in, bring them to market, and your pay is a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, you bring them into the fresh market, and usually you get your payment for those, in 4 to 6 weeks, where if you're in the frozen market, then it goes into the freezer, and then you have people that you submit quotes and bids on for these frozen berries. And you could be, you know, a year or 18 months before you even get paid on the frozen berries. So it's, and you don't know what you're going to be getting. So, so that's another challenge as a blueberry grower.
How about, another real quick question?
Yeah, we got about a minute left.
Okay. Another quick question. How about the fly that was a problem for
blueberries? SWD, we've through research through MSU Extension Office and Michigan State University itself, we have done very well with research on that and been able to really eliminate a lot of the infestation of that fruit fly that was causing so much damage 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Right.
We've been able to get better control of it.
That's good. I remember a lot of my farmers complaining about that their berries just went to juice.
Yes.
Because of the fly.
Yes. Yep.
So that's good.
Yeah, certainly that is an issue, but we certainly wish the best for a great growing season this year. Hopefully the rest of our winter and spring cooperates with that because, you know, it is such a huge part of the lifeblood of this area. And
yes.
Blueberries is just, I mean, it's just part of our culture.
Absolutely. And we appreciate everyone that comes to the U-Pick store at True Blue Farms, and we welcome you folks to come in, and I'd be happy to give you a tour of our operation.
You got a website there that we can throw out?
Yeah, it's just real simple, truebluefarms.com.
There you go, truebluefarms.com. Rex Schultz on the phone. Thank you, Rex. You're also a president of Michigan Blueberry Advisors Committee and the vice chair of the American Blueberry Growers Alliance and also a grower of Heritage Blueberries. So thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. Very take nice care.
Yep. Thanks, Rex.
We'll be back.
You're welcome.
Yep, on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jake Way Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
Hey, Laura, how you doing?
I've had a stress headache.
Well, what you need is an alternative integrative community-oriented healthcare experience.
Say what?
You need to go see Dr. Max Masters at Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation. Go check out their website at chiropractorsouthhaven.com or give them a call at 269-639-2545. They have a no-wait policy. You can be seen right directly immediately. Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation.
Looking for fried chicken? Look no further than this weekend's fried chicken pop-up at Captain Nemo's. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Captain Nemo's will be open all weekend for tender, juicy fried chicken served with all the fixings. And don't forget, you can grab a throwback sub sandwich too. Check out our Facebook page for the full menu and call ahead options. Captain Nemo's, 407 Phoenix Street, South Haven, Michigan. And don't forget to grab some ice cream.
If there is anything that you missed on the show, like me, Red Fella, you can find it all on podbean.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Search my radio show, all one word, and hit subscribe, please. Rob pays me $1 for every new subscriber. He says he'll give me another dollar if they leave a comment. Yeah, we'll see. Remember, search my radio show, all one word, wherever you get your podcasts. Now back to the show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and over the break we were talking to Rex a little bit more and figured we'd probably just keep him for a little bit longer. So, Rex, thanks for that. We wanted to talk a little bit of more real estate and kind of the blueberry situation out there in Grand Junction. And earlier in that last segment, we talked just a little bit about an auction with some farms. So I guess we wanted to explore that a little bit more. What did you want to explore with that, Tina?
I wanted to kind of help out maybe those those farmers out there that are looking to sell. Rex talked about a couple farms that are coming up for auction. And I also wanted to mention the Hunt Farm. Steve Hunt Farm is also on the market. He has a 52-acre blueberry farm. And he's listed by Denise Moore with Remax. So I wanted to give a shout out for his farm. It's at 56888 County Road 380 in Grand Junction.
And just because someone else has that listed, they can call you to see it, right?
Oh, yeah, they can call me. I like to give a shout-out for the listing agent. But, yeah, they can certainly call me on this farm or any information on the farms that we're going to talk about here with Rex.
For sure.
Is that Steve and Peggy Hunt's farm?
I just know Steve Hunt. Is Peggy?
I think so.
Okay. They have a 52-acre blueberry farm for sale.
So how important is it? I mean, when you have like a big farm like that for sale, that someone does come in, you know, probably fairly right away and gets, and gets that ground moving and gets, keeps everything working on the farm.
Yeah, they're usually passed, all the equipment a lot of times is passed right over to the new buyer, and of course with negotiations on what kind of equipment they've got to maintain that farm. So the next buyer is all set up to continue running it.
Rex, if you were looking to buy another farm to continue and expand on your stuff, what would you be looking for as far as something that would fit your needs?
Well, I would be looking at the variety of plants that are on there. And any plants that could be used for mechanical harvesting for fresh, there's different varieties that do better than others. And of course, equipment and buildings are very important, along with irrigation.
And, his farm is irrigated. The Hunt farm is irrigated.
Yes.
What would you say would be the number one thing you look for?
The number one thing I look for
sprinklers
is water.
Is water? Yeah.
Yep. Pond. Irrigation. A pond. Mm-hmm. Irrigation.
Yep.
Gotta have it.
And also, I was going to mention too, there is one other farm that I didn't mention, and that's a 71-acre farm that was split off from the Holtzman farm there on M43.
The Holtzman farm on 43. Yeah, they had sold a couple of their farms there.
Yeah, they've split it up a little bit, and with the passing of Mr. Holtzman and stuff, and the family is taken and split off and doing some different things. But yeah, so the Holtzman farm is another farm.
Yeah. Well, doing what you do, I've got to believe that with your work on these boards and committees and all that stuff, you guys have to be kind of looking at the future of blueberries. And when you look at that, what are you seeing or what are you thinking the direction is over the next 5-10 years?
Well, the direction that we're looking at in Michigan is we are trying to educate the consumer. Are looking because we know that we're not going to eliminate imports, but we want to educate the consumer on buying USA grown and produced products, whether it be blueberries or any other fruits or vegetables or anything, because we need people to look at the label and understand that you're getting a product that we know how it's been taken care of. And when you buy imports and they're sitting there on the shelf, you don't know what kind of food safety programs that they have there. You don't know what kind of conditions they have in their country as far as working conditions.
And the transportation.
And there's just and housing for their workers and pay raise or pay scales. And, you just don't know what you're getting from the imports. And we are under very strict regulations here in the United States and in Michigan. I mean, we can have auditors come in at any time onto our farm from the FDA and or the Department of Labor. You know, they're always looking at our labor or making sure that we're doing everything that we should.
Who exports to the United States with blueberries? That just seems like it wouldn't even happen.
Oh, no, there's tons of exporters. You got Chile, Argentina, Peru, Mexico, Colombia now is coming in, and trying to think, there's another one. There's Guatemala, and everyone's...
So primarily South America. Okay.
Well, they just grow so much kind of fruit down there to begin with.
And Canada as well.
Oh, okay.
You know, the one thing I do have to say about Canada, I've been and I've seen their blueberries and their strawberries, and they're all real small. It seems like everything is not as big. And I'm assuming that has to do with the heat and the sunlight that we get here.
And they have pretty much the same varieties of us, but we got this tremendous ecosystem here along Lake Michigan. Right. That it, and that's why you see so many fruits and vegetables along this side of the
Michigan.
On the west side of the state, yeah. You know, because of this ecosystem off of Lake Michigan, it's just phenomenal for growing.
Like cherries?
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah, and I do have to say, it's nice to have you on this last segment here, but we do have to get moving on. There's a couple things that we have to talk about on our to get off the show. But stay with us for just a second, and we'll say goodbye to you in just a minute. And absolutely, and thank you for your time for sure. But ladies, we just wanted to make sure that we run through it one more time. Chicken pop-up at Captain Nemo's, 12 p.m. 12 p.m. at noon?
Yes, until 7.
Yep. And then, of course, we want to shout out to all the rest of our people. Go to the moondogshow.com. Check out the podcast, Dale Robbie, and on Spotify and all that stuff. We want to say thank you, of course, to Tina Goodrich for letting the Let's Talk Real Estate bring in such a great guest, Rex Schultz, who is, I just can't run through all his stuff again because we almost don't have a time.
Right.
The man does
so
much.
He's got so many titles.
Yes, he does. So with all that being said, that is kind of the end of the show today.
Wow.
And yeah,
that went by.
Yeah, was there one more thing?
I have one more thing.
Laura has something.
Rest in peace, Mark Holtzman, wonderful classmate of mine.
Yes.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yes.
Shout out that.
Great man.
Yeah. Well, with that all being said, thank you one more time, Rex, for coming on the show and staying with us a little longer than we anticipated. And thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rex.
Yes. We really enjoyed it.
Yep. And ladies, till next week. And hopefully maybe we'll have Mason Dixon back next week. Or if not, we'll have a replacement.
No, he'll be here.
He'll be here. Okay, well, hopefully he will. And Mason, if you're out there, you want an apology, here it is. I'm sorry I picked on you.
We love you, buddy.
We love you very much. That's I shouldn't right. have picked we, on you so hard.
We need Mason
yes.
back.
Yes,
He's
I did.
Our sidekick.
That's right. All right, with all that being said, we have without him, it just doesn't seem right to do the Moondog Howl. So
no, it doesn't.
Yeah. All right, well.
Bye. See you next week.
Till next week,
everybody.
Right. Robert's Moondog
Good
Show.
Good night, everybody.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is part of the Moondog Radio Network, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, copyright 2021.